Chapter 17, which is part of Hilchot Edut, the laws of testimony in general, but this chapter alone has and encompasses one of the 613 laws. So it's one chapter, talks about one law, which is false testimony, Edut Sheker. And there are seven halachot here. And basically you have laws about the testimony and about what punishments might be for some things. So let's just see the testimony. You have six things about it. First, the Rambam goes into the derivation, which is the pasuk, Lo taneh beracha et shaker, you shall not bear false witness, which was from the 10 statements on Har Sinai. And first-hand witness, the first halacha also talks about that to be a witness, you have to be the one who saw it or knows about it. You can't have it being told from a third party and you just believing them. So you have to be a first-hand witness. Otherwise, it may be true, but you don't know. That's what makes you a false witness. Doesn't mean the scene or the crime is false. Maybe someone really committed the crime. But you have no right to say that you know. So if you say you know, you're talking falsely. That's what it means. Then you have the second halakha is about the procedure. What did they do with these witnesses in the court? First, they warn them, tell them you better tell the truth. And then they give their testimony and the halakha explains how they have to say it. And the third halakha is about witness presence awareness, meaning the guy who, let's say he's confessing or he's just admitting, you know, not to the court, just to his friends that he owes this guy money. If two people hear him say that, it may not be good enough. The borrower has to know that these witnesses are there listening and they're going to be witnesses. Otherwise, his admission is not admissible in court. So he has to be aware that witnesses are there listening. Otherwise, it's not considered anything. They could be hiding, meaning. Then you have legal admission. For him to admit that he owes something, for two witnesses to hear that, he has to admit it legally. There's a way to admit it not legally. Like if you're just talking casual and say, oh, I took money from this guy. That's not the right way to say it. You have to say that you're admitting. It's like in an admission type of a way of saying. And of course, the halakha here will elaborate. Then you have five and six is you can't give false testimony, which we know. And you can't even give close to false testimony, which means you can't do certain things that's going to look like you're saying something false, even though you're not. And you'll see that halakha. Then we get into punishments for certain things. Hiring false witness. What happens to the guy that hired them? Of course, the witnesses, we know they get punished. But what about the guy that hired them? What does he get? And what about unspoken testimony? A guy knows testimony to save a person from either losing money or his life even, and he doesn't speak up. That is also punishable. But we'll see more about that. And these are the seven laws of this chapter.